Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I am Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Susie.
And we're paranormal specialists who live in the most haunted city on Earth, Savannah, Georgia. Every day is Halloween in our line of work, so join us as we spin true tales of haunts, murders, and disturbing Savannah history. I'm Madison.
I'm Chris.
And welcome to the most haunted city on Earth. Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Most Haunted City on Earth. My name is Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Susie.
And I'm JT Timmons, and this is Patrick.
That is Patrick. Patrick and Jingles.
Jingles. Jingles been up to some serious hijinks.
Patrick was, I guess, a victim of an assault. Yeah,
and it's because we keep sort of suggesting that Patrick is more beloved than Jingles. I think because that is don't say it.
No, there are no Jingles. There are a lot of people who feel the same way as I do about you. We're on Team Jingles.
Dark, scary people.
We're the Jinglers.
The Jinglers,
literally.
In any case. Patrick was actually found kind of strewn in this area off of his hook and leaning on Eyeless Doll Baby, which also Eyeless Doll Baby was not looking great.
She was in a rough state.
She was in a rough state when we came in.
This happened overnight, right?
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Patrick was up and we come back, Patrick is down.
Yes.
Like, it was insane. It was a complete assault on Patrick.
Somebody was.
And Jingles is just hanging out.
He's smirking.
Yeah, just smirking. Like, he's got his arm up like he's leaning on a couch. Like, he's
a guy having with a time. Sword.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Jingles and Patrick, we actually have some really good news. The designs have been finished.
Woo!
Patrick merch and Jingles merch has been finished, and you'll be able to order your shirt on the 17th of December. That is a Sunday.
And you know something else is happening on the 17th?
There is.
It's going to be the season finale 2-hour episode.
Spooktacular party time. Spooktacular party time.
It's going to be a hoot nanny. And we're
going to both hoot and nanny.
Yes. We're going to play games. We are going to talk about ghosts. We're going to maybe do an Essie's method. All sorts of fun things. Debria might be there. You never know.
You never know. People may show up.
Yeah.
We might bring dogs into the picture.
Honestly,
not a bad idea.
Wait, no, that's a lot.
Yeah. We'll bring the better behaved dog.
We'll bring Tartan.
It's going to be a true hoot nanny.
Yeah.
I think we should bring Argyle and just kind of like put a camera on him and then just we'll just get all the footage. Argyle camp.
Yeah, if you don't know Argyle.
Let's cut to the Argyle camp.
That's exactly it.
It's just squealing about tennis balls. That's
like,
honestly, Argyle cam could work.
It could be really funny. Yeah, if you don't know who Argyle is, that is JT and I's 3-year-old silky terrier that is a menace to society. She's wanted in 36 countries.
Nah, it's 42 now.
Oh, no. What did she do?
Take her passport away.
I keep getting calls from the international police because she's bad.
It's really bad.
Luckily, she's protected by the United States, but...
Yeah.
Not for long at this rate.
Yeah, I know.
No, she's about to be... Well... And maybe this is all her plan. She's always plotting.
Yeah, always plotting.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So anyhow.
We have gotten off of the...
Yeah, I know, right?
Yep, that's the Hootenanny before we cut for a two-week Christmas break, and we will be back January 2nd. So that's the Hootenanny, and that is going to take place this Sunday, December 17th, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. It is a Parajunkie-only live stream, but if you are not a Parajunkie, you will be able to watch or listen to the Hootenanny on that Tuesday.
Yep. After we have already hooted and nannied. So if you want to see it in real time, come join us on the Parajunkie side. And with that, I do want to, before we get into our ghost mail today, which I don't even think we actually said what we were doing.
Oh, yeah. It's a ghost mail day. You got ghost mail. Goat's mail. Goats.
Goat's mail. Okay.
Goat's mail.
Goat's mail. Bleat, bleat, bleat.
I do like goat's mail.
We just lost half our listeners.
No.
No.
We gained a whole agricultural movement.
Yeah.
That's right. We got a lot of the rural crowds like, oh, goat mail.
I'm into it.
Just got a message from PETA.
Goat mail.
Goat mail. Anyway, so before we get into the ghost mail, we want to thank a couple new Parajunkies. So we want to thank Taryn, Daheet, Desiree. I'm not going to try with your last name, but Desiree, you know who you are. Joanna and Shayna. Thank you so much, y'all.
Thank you.
Joanna.
And Taryn is an ultra Parajunkie.
Yes.
Ultra Parajunkie. Ultra Parajunkie.
That means like you're the highest leveled Pokemon in the bunch. So, yeah.
You are Gyarados.
Yes.
Right. There you go.
Taryn, you're Gyarados.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but I support it.
An 18-year-old me considered a Gyarados tattoo. I did not do it, but.
Where were you going to put
because
the
30-year-old you would be a little off.
It'd be a Gyarados tramp stamp.
Oh, oh no. God, no.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the question is, would it have been a Pokemon card with Gyarados on it? Or, just him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're learning a lot about JT.
Uncomfortable.
I had no idea about this.
You're my wife. You know everything.
I didn't know your Gyarados tramp stamp fantasy. Yeah.
It's time for a reevaluation, I think.
Okay.
All right. So ghosts, right?
Yes, ghosts. Okay. So.
Wait, do we talk about ghosts here?
What?
I thought this was just the pre-Hootenanny. That's what I thought this was.
Just the Hootenanny.
No, we are here to talk about ghosts. And we're going to start out with one where the email was entitled Demon Face Video.
Oh.
Oh.
Comforting.
Yes.
Okay. Heard that in the Greece.
All right. So this person said, it's from Ian. Ian said, this video is 100% real, and I've never shared this with anyone before, but I saw your TikTok account and figured I'd send it. If you like the backstory, let me know, and I also have more videos. Love your content, Ian, but he also sent a follow-up of something. So I'll read this first, and then we'll watch the video. So this was about 6 years ago. I was a skeptic and naively purchased a product from this occult website called BecomeALivingGod.com.
What? BecomeALivingGod.com?
People. The human body is not meant for a great many things. Among them, chief among them, is godliness. Because we kind of have a mixed bag of what that means. And don't do that.
Don't become a living god.
Don't become living gods.
And don't listen to people who can tell you that they can make you a living god, because then you're dealing with a cult.
Yeah, that's cult-like behavior, but also it's a living god could just be a big pile of bubbling ooze. It could be, you know, feral. A zombie is a living god when you think about it. So yeah, no, don't walk down that road. He was doing it, you know, and also don't do things in jest. Like, don't read from ancient tomes of evil as a joke. Just it's, I want you to know that it's best just to leave it alone. Like, if you're going to make a joke about it, don't handle it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, don't pick it up. Don't grab a Dybbuk box and say, because that's not.
It's like the worst thing you could do with that.
Yeah. It just seems like
don't
a
shake
lot of
the
people.
Dybbuk box.
Don't shake the baby. So
becoming a living god.com. Suspicious. Anyway, so as well as a proclaimed haunted Ouija board from an eBay seller. I can't say that with certainty which of these opened a door to something, but it turned my life upside down for about a year. That video I sent in is a thermostat. I was on FaceTime with my girlfriend, and she mentioned a weird light and reflection on the thermostat. I hung up and started filming. I have a bunch of videos. The one I sent you is the most pronounced. As insane as it sounds, when viewing the thermostat through the lens of the camera, I was able to see things my naked eye couldn't, which is not crazy.
That is actually very much a thing.
Exactly. From my research, this effect is based off of the crystallomancy and slash psychic photography. If you take a screenshot at any point in the video and enhance the brightness, you can really see it. So here's the video. So it's, I'm assuming he's saying that there is a demon face in the
reflection.
The reflection of the thermostat.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, I mean, what I'm looking at does look like a face.
Mm-hmm. It looks like this sunken in sort of like just very pale, long-nosed face.
It kind of looks like, I'm such a Muppet fan that I should know which Waldorf and Statler is. But the two old Muppets that heckle. The elongated one, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, he enhanced it, and so this is what...
It even looks more like that face.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, because it has like a very jutting chin.
Oh.
Yeah.
You kind of see... Oh,
that's weird.
Yeah, it's right. Odd. It's very strange.
It's a very strange thing, and I think really since... The best way you can tell if it was... truly something is how did you feel in the moment when you were filming this? Did you get a sensation that somebody was standing there or that there was something else there, a presence, change in the temperature, like anything like that? Really, like looking back and trying to remember like how was I feeling helps out a lot to distinguish, because sometimes you know, like people will be like, oh, I think I saw something, but I didn't feel anything there. And I'm like, well, then that's
a good indicator. Yeah. If it doesn't, if it's not accompanied by that, you know, nagging sensation of dread, or chill or even nostalgia, you know, some kind of shift of your emotional state is usually accompanied. And yeah, the longer I look at it, the more I feel, because now it's kind of haggish.
It
does. Like, when I really look at it, it gives me Baba Yaga vibes, you
yes,
know?
Yes, it does. With the face, with the face, long nose.
This pronounced yeah. nose, these sunken eyes, this scowling mouth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is human nature to seek out faces mm-hmm. when you see, you know, outlines and things of that nature. It's not impossible that we are, you know, projecting onto this reflection of some type. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting piece. Absolutely.
It is. And that's why I say it's like that, you know, if you also had the sensation of whatever it was. You
and
know.
I'd be interested in, because you say your life kind of got turned upside down for a yeah. year. I'd be really interested in kind of an overview of those, you know, observations that you had during that time. Because whenever you bring items into your house, especially if you bring them in without a proper guarding, like I have a lot of haunted items, but I do not just kind of fling them about. I don't, you know, you have to have a certain amount of reverence because the amount of energy you put to guard yourself against these things is the amount of energy that is met. So if you're not putting anything up, they have a lot more sway over the environment. Like this girl here.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't treat them with a certain amount of reverence or at the very least understanding, you're kind of giving it free rein to fill in the cracks.
Hmm. Yeah. And I completely agree with that. Yeah. It's always a concerning thing if somebody is trying to sell a Ouija board
mm-hmm.
because it's like, what happened that made you want to get rid of this? And right. so,
and I mean, I fully admit that there's probably countless people who just, you know, dummy up a Ouija board, say it's a cursed Ouija board. And, you know, so sure. I'm certainly not saying that every cursed item that's on sale on eBay is authentic, but there is also the strange placebo effect for spirits. When you open a door, even if it's in jest, even if you're only being kind of silly, if there's a spirit around, they may take advantage of the jest. They may take advantage of the joke. So even if it wasn't a cursed board, there might have been a spirit around. And your acknowledgement of this item is enough. Because we have the smallest traces of belief in our system. No matter how skeptical we are, no matter how, you know, stalwart we are, we still have this nagging instance of what we don't know. That, you know, that the faintest possibility. And that's what dark spirits exploit, is our faintest doubts. And those faintest doubts can quickly escalate into full-blown, you know, hauntings. Mm-hmm. So be aware that it doesn't even have to be a cursed item. It just has to be something that you entertain mm-hmm. as a cursed item.
Right.
You know, there's a way to open doors there. So I'm endlessly interested in yes. your plight, because I've heard stories very similar to this, just not coming from, you know, straight skeptic to full believer. That's quite a journey.
That is.
That suggests that whatever happened to you, Ian, was remarkable. And so we'd like you to remark on it.
Yeah, remark on all your experiences as, you know, if you're comfortable sharing.
Yeah, if you're comfortable sharing, absolutely.
And, yeah, we always like hearing the backstories. People always say that, you know, like, oh, I don't know if I should send any more information because I don't want to like burden you with too much. And it's like, no, tell us all the details.
Yeah, give us the details. And yeah, there's never been a time when somebody's like, I have more stories if you want to hear them. Yes, we want to hear them.
we love a ghost story.
It's amazing because we are cataloging these. Mm-hmm. You know, we are putting them in a kind of, you know, database, even if it's just in our heads. And you'd be amazed how many times we've been able to draw on other people's stories for answers. Like sometimes people encounter something. It's like, didn't we get a ghost mail about that? Didn't we get a story yes. about that?
Yeah, it's
and
true.
We're able to pull back. And it deepens our understanding. You know, a lot of what I know is through like a personal experience matrix, but that's just my point of view.
Right.
When other people send in their stuff, we get to add their point of view and their experience, and it becomes a much richer database of information.
And it sometimes changes our theories.
Oh, it does. Yes. You know, we were just talking about Hatman and how Hatman has adapted a lot from what we knew from our observation. And then other people, we get so many Hatman stories.
And just saying this, we're going to get 10 more.
Yeah, we'll get more Hatman stories, which is great because it's a phenomenon that is so fascinating to me because it seems to be like a virus almost.
It
spreads like a virus.
So.
Jingle's got to go.
Why?
Because I'm having all types of technical issues.
Really?
Experiment. Yeah. Take Jingles out of the room.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You have to be the one to do it, though.
No, it's not even that. It's like that my computer's completely frozen. Completely.
Oh.
Frozen.
Weird.
And
well, that's what I'm
it's still
take Jingles out of the room and see if it works. It's a simple experiment.
And then
he's like, I don't want to touch him.
And then no, it's not even that. I'm just frustrated because then also my mic has been muted.
Oh.
Like this whole episode.
I saw you look concerned over
there. I'm just like,
Right, we're moving jingles, moving the jingles.
You got to take his sword with him.
No. Yeah, that's true. Disarm him.
He has baggage. That's his sword.
It is not his sword.
It is.
Dang it, Jingles. Just like crazy. How was my microphone muted?
That's very bizarre.
You have to hold a whole button. A button for 3 seconds. Yeah. I mean, if Jingles will let us.
This room has been undergoing a lot of strange activity over the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. We definitely had Patrick take a fall. There was an award that is against the wall and behind a lens that was on the floor. Mm-hmm. There's just questionable activity going on in here.
Behavior.
How long has there been a rifle in here?
Hmm? Oh, it's just an old rifle. It's actually, it doesn't work.
How long has it been in here?
Oh.
A week.
It was my first time noticing it.
Like a week.
Generally it.
Yeah, it's... It's been a week, and it's incredibly old.
Because again, in people's lives of energy, certain things can trigger all sorts of mayhem. Simple things like weapons. Weapons carry with them the memory of a crime that may have been incurred there, the memory of war or something like that. Something that oftentimes, and this is growing up as the son of a antique weapons collector, sometimes a weapon will come into the house and the whole tone of the place will change.
Ooh.
And it's like, what's changed? What's the difference? Ooh. And that's all I'm doing is I'm like, what's different from the last time really that I was here recording? I don't remember the rifle.
The rifle is actually my papa's. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just an old 22, and I tested it out to see if it worked. It definitely didn't work, and so I'm filling the barrel, and we're using it as a prop.
Yeah, because
it's just too cool, you know.
It's very cool.
It's a good looking rifle.
Old rusty,
but
looking rifle.
Sometimes it just takes a little something different to disturb energy in a place.
Well, it's very possible. Yeah, you know, it's
As a matter of fact, a 22 rifle. So it's interesting because I have a story about a 22 rifle. We were doing a production. I was directing a production of To Kill a Mockingbird. And in To Kill a Mockingbird, there's a scene where there's a rabid dog.
Mm.
And Atticus Finch takes a rifle and shoots the rabid dog.
I hated that scene.
It's
awful.
Awful. And it's fascinating because Atticus's son thought of his father kind of as a coward in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. He thought that he just wasn't very manly. And then he pulls off the shot and the sheriff himself was like, Atticus is the best shot around.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like he's a man who doesn't need a gun, which, creates a whole new dynamic. We didn't have a gun. And so my stage manager It's my stage manager. Anyway, someone brought in a .22 rifle. And it was a real rifle. And I do not like real guns on set. But it was very old. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, a .22 blank in it. And we made sure that, you know, it was as safe as we possibly could make it. And we're going through all this. But there was something weird about the gun. And it created this kind of, like, unease around it. And I was like, you know, I spent my whole life around guns, so it was odd that I would have this. But we were in a haunted theater. We're in the Savannah Theater. Incredibly haunted theater. And I'm holding this rifle, and I'm just like, what is it about this rifle? I don't know. And I noted that the sight, the front sight of it had been filed off.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's weird.
That is weird.
Why would you file the front sight of you know, ostensibly a small hunting rifle? And the rear sight had been filed off. So the barrel was smooth straight through, and you're like, weird. And it's old. It was, you know, obviously a very old weapon, but you could see the file marks, and you're like, somebody had filed, you know, these sights off. I don't understand. And I asked the woman who brought it in. I was like, when'd you get that? And she's like, oh, it was very interesting. We were remodeling, and it was in the wall.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, and it was in the wall with another shotgun.
Oh.
And she was like, but I didn't think that shotgun would suit this production. And I was like, why? She said, well, it was a double barrel shotgun. And I was like, you know, double barrel shotgun, probably, you know, of the period, you know, okay.
Sure.
And she said, but it was only this long.
Oh, so it was also sawed up?
It was a sawed off double barrel shotgun. I was like, these are criminal weapons.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
The reason why you would pull the sights off of it is so you can put it in a jacket and pull it out without it catching on your clothes.
There you go.
These were used in crime.
Yeah.
For whatever crime. And, you know, who knows what it was. But, you know, you don't have a sawed-off shotgun and, you know, a rifle in your wall.
Right.
Hidden in your wall.
No, that's definitely criminal.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's suspicious.
So we've digressed quite a bit. Yes.
But haunted.
That's a good story.
Yeah, no, it is. And I mean, we talk about haunted objects all the time on this podcast.
And triggering objects. It's not just that the object is haunted. It's that the spirits can be triggered by the presence of things. It's not that the object is haunted. It's that it makes the spirit remember something or it stirs something of recognition.
Mm-hmm. Maybe these two ladies here aren't into the gun.
I don't know.
She was coming out of her clothes.
Yeah, she was. She was like, I can't handle this anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe they witnessed something terrible with a rifle.
Ooh, she's like, I'm going to make a run for it.
People who listen have no idea what we're talking about.
So hanging behind us are two haunted dolls. One is a Raggedy Andy, but it's a knockoff Raggedy Andy. I don't think that's a real Raggedy Andy.
No,
it's just made to look like a Raggedy Andy.
I think it's handmade, actually.
Yeah, it is handmade. You can see. You know, one of the things that I do not like about certain dolls is when they make the eyes look away.
Yeah, they do.
Because it makes them look suspicious. They're averting their gaze. They're made to look like they're up to something, and that makes it creepy. And this one is especially creepy because it is not looking at you. Look straight at it. It's not looking at you. It's looking away. It can't handle.
Can't handle the eye contact.
And then the other doll has no eyes.
Yeah,
which is extremely creepy.
Really,
because
can't
the eyes
the eye contact.
Are done. Yeah, or she handles all the eye contact. She'll draw your gaze until there's nothing left of your soul. So, yes, if you're wondering when we refer to anything behind us, there's a neon Batrick. It's a bat sign. You know, store bought. You know, with flapping wings, who has become kind of an unofficial mascot of.
It really,
podcast.
Patrick really has.
And then two creepy dolls just hanging out.
And Jingles off in the cut.
And we Jingles, we talk about Jingles a lot. Jingles is an Amazon purchase, and he was supposed to be a prop for a short film. But he's legitimately creepy.
He's horrifying.
He's a keychain. He's an oversized keychain.
Yeah.
That thing.
And that makes it even weirder that he's a keychain.
And ever since we brought him into this room, I've had.
We've had unprecedented technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things seriously happened, and he came in after hundreds of episodes. You know, he came in and we had never had, you know, mic issues or cameras locking up or, you know, computers freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
So again,
these aren't cheap products either. Yeah. Like my computer's $4,000.
Right.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be freezing.
Right.
And so again, we talk about items that the items themselves may not be haunted, but they may trigger spirits to behave in a certain pattern or a certain way.
All right. Next, let's do the ghost mail.
All right. We're doing ghost mail. Yes. You've got ghost mail.
Yes. So next one is another photo. And this comes from LaShonda Pringle.
Pringle.
Yeah. I love that last name. That's
great. Last name.
So.
My friend Cree. Cree Pringle. Cree. Don't you know Cree?
Yes, I do. Yes,
the actress.
Yeah.
Very talented cosplayer.
Very talented cosplayer.
Anyways, so I took this picture March 2020 while on a ghost/cemetery tour. I was being silly and was joking with my friends. I was randomly snapping pictures while moving along with the tour. Didn't think anything of it until I saw the picture. I'm not sure which cemetery we were at, but if you look in the top middle of the picture, it looks like a person standing in all white and black straight hair. We were the only tour in the particular cemetery at the time. Could it be my over-imagination or it's a ghost? Thank you, LaShonda Pringle.
Okay.
Are we dealing with people who did not take it seriously? It sounds like that's the theme of this week's ghost mails are people who...
I see what she's saying right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
That looks pretty defined to me.
Yeah.
Basically, what the photo looks it's raised tombs. So I'm assuming this is probably, you know, somewhere like New Orleans.
New Orleans is what I would imagine.
But basically, it's a bunch of raised tombs, and it's a blurred photo. Like, you know, if you like accidentally hit your camera when you're walking, and now you have like a couple photos of just like motion blur. It kind of looks like that. So you can see the raised tombs, but in between there's this very slender figure that looks like a little girl wearing a white dress and long black hair in front of her face.
It's a man in a white suit. Look, two legs.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It kind of is reminiscent of John Lennon, of all things. Like,
it does look a little bit.
Because it's got what appears to be long hair in a white suit, to me, because it looks like it has individual legs and the white goes all the way down to the ground, like white suit pants.
Hmm.
Let's hand it to.
Yes.
Yeah, my computer's frozen, so I can't see anything.
Oh, you can't pull anything up.
Yep. Your face.
All right.
So we're passing a phone around to look at the picture.
All right. Let's see. Oh.
Yeah, right?
That figure off in the... Yeah.
It kind of pops out of you, like, very...
Right. When you first see it, you're like, it could be... Oh, there he is. There it is.
That looks like a very weird figure.
Yeah.
Because at first blush, you do kind of see the, like, you know, ring girl.
Yes.
You know, long black hair, white dress kind of thing. But the more I looked at it, the more I thought I saw what looked like legs and even, like, the lapel... Like, chest area of a coat.
Like a Disco Fever jumpsuit.
Kind of.
Yeah. That's kind of what it's giving.
Or a white suit with a dark shirt under it.
Yeah. Something else.
It's very intriguing shot.
It is. Thank you. It would also, it's a little hard to say, like, what kind of entity it would be because I don't really know the location or, like, what cemetery this is. It looks to me like either probably New Orleans.
It does seem New Orleans. Nolans-esque.
Nola-esque.
Because of the raised tombs. But, you know, the reason for those raised tombs is the softness of the ground. And we had that problem here in Savannah, too, is coffins would rise in the moist ground.
Yeah.
And we couldn't keep them down. So you'll see these big... they kind of look like the tops of buildings mm-hmm. in the Colonial Park Cemetery. It's because they are. Those actually go down into a crypt,
yeah.
and there are multiple bodies in those. So that and that was mainly because of the ground being so easily saturated by rain. So, you know, you'll oftentimes see like big slabs put on top of mm-hmm. graves. But to say that means the region that stretches all the way from this area, parts of Florida, all the way across to probably Texas, you get that kind of cemetery. Because mm-hmm. people are like, they keep popping up. I was like, well, put them in a box, a bigger box.
Heavier box.
Heavier right. box. Put them in a heavier box.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, they do this in the Caribbean as well. Mm-hmm. Because like we saw like a really cool one in, what was that? St. Martin?
Yeah. St. Martin.
We know how to pronounce it. That's just how we, because mm-hmm. that double A is just so, it's so funny. St. Martin.
Martin. Martin.
Yeah, we
but,
did.
Yeah, so it could be somewhere like that as well. But it's a really interesting photo.
It's very fascinating.
And
very much so.
Very creepy for anything to be staring in a cemetery. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's cool. And oftentimes photos like this, you know, like when you're walking around and it's the photo that you don't expect to catch the ghost.
Right. Absolutely.
That always gets it, you yeah. know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because oftentimes our intent can also sour a picture. If you're out there going, show me a ghost, show me a ghost, show me a ghost. It could be very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're basically pushing your way through.
You're hunting.
You're hunting.
Anything that's absolutely. Being hunted wants to get away.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem with the term ghost hunting.
It's true.
Ghost hunting, it seems violent. It seems
yeah,
like, you
yeah.
know, there like a violation is happening.
Right.
You know, I'm hunting you. You know, if your friends come over and they're like, hey, we're going to visit, you're like, yay. But if they're like, hey, we're going to hunt you, you're like, what does that mean?
I don't want to be hunted.
I don't want to be hunted. Right. You hide.
Yeah.
When you something hide. Hunts, you hide.
Yeah.
So I do think that how you perceive the event
mm-hmm.
really does determine whether spirit will show up. You know, that's why oftentimes you'll hear people say, ask about, you know, will you show yourself to me? I'm going to take a picture. Will you, you know, manifest? Will you, you know, and that way you are inviting them to participate. You're not hunting
you're
them.
You're not forcing yeah. them.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not like, I caught you. And it's like, oh, no.
Ah. Well, and that's why I always tell my guests, like when they come on the trolley and stuff, I'm like, ghosts aren't on the payroll. They don't owe us anything
right.
to even remotely interact with us. If we get an interaction, that's really cool. You know, and people come into the theater all the time and have experiences and they're like, is this place haunted? Like for real? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay, cool. Cause like somebody was like grabbing my butt the whole time and I thought it was my wife and then it wasn't. And so, which did happen a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
It was me.
It was Chris. It was when Chris came to the show and he was like, a little extra bang for their buck, you know?
I like to provide a service.
Bruh.
We're in a silly goof, a goofy
silly
mood.
Goofy mood.
Silly goofy mood.
All right, we have a room for one more.
There's always room for one more.
No, not always. Not always.
Okay.
Says the man with a frozen computer.
Yes. Really ready to restart this computer, but can't do it because I got everything running off of it.
So this was sent
to... Is everything
to...
still running?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's bizarre.
I think it's still running. If they're listening to this, they will know.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be so good.
Well, I have a backup running also.
Oh,
okay. And but it's audio only. So
I see.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. Spotify always gets their episode.
We'll make sure that yes. they get our silly goofy mood episode.
Yeah. I should say Spotify, Apple, and just anywhere else you yeah. listen to it.
All
but
the things.
Anyway,
podcasts. If you're listening to
if
this.
If you're listening.
All right.
Here we go.
This last one, this is an EVP caught by our team in Missouri.
Ooh, team.
Yeah, so they didn't say what their team is called.
Oh,
but,
man.
Missouri.
Yeah, but if you...
Are you at the Lemp Mansion?
Right.
We need to go to Lemp Mansion, by the way. We need to do a podcast. Lemp Mansion.
Lemp. Yes.
Lemp.
Yes.
Lemp.
It's okay. One of the most haunted places in the world.
Oh, wow. All right.
It's crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, we'll do an episode that. On it.
Yeah.
But they he said, well, I'm assuming, I don't know who you are because you don't have your name on it, but that's okay. So they said, curious what you all think. So this is an EVP, so that means electric.
This is basically
phenomena.
A ghost caught on camera episode. Like this is a yeah. lot of photos. We're not,
which is awesome.
I mean, it you is know, awesome. I just can't believe how many
you
photos.
Your ghost mails, send in photos, send in videos, send in EVPs.
Yeah,
we like all the things. So.
We do like all the things.
All right, so I'm gonna try to turn it up as loud as we can.
Spooky EVP we caught. Turn up the volume.
Put it to the mic.
Spooky VP we caught. Turn up the volume. Spooky VP we caught. Turn up the volume.
Sounds like it's saying, my name's Tietam.
Yeah, do it one more time.
They had Keegan as
Keegan. My name's Keegan.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I could actually throw that in one of my audio softwares and probably pull something out of it, actually. That's pretty dope.
Well, there's an echo.
Yeah.
There is.
And
I could take that echo down.
So it's interesting because to enter into debate, that's not an EVP.
Ooh.
That is a sound. An EVP, traditionally, if you're a purist, can only be what is electronically caught.
Sure.
Meaning it can't be heard by regular means. It shouldn't have an echo. The fact that it has an echo suggests that it's a sound, an actual sound, which is actually more intriguing.
That's very intriguing.
You know, because it's not electric voice phenomenon. It is a voice
like you,
that you captured.
Which is...
You know, which is you know, a step above an EVP. That's that's a presence. That is something actually making the noise. We gotten into the habit of saying an EVP is any disembodied voice, but the E of EVP is electronic. You know, it means that it is caught. And there was a time when you would only count it an EVP if it was not replicable by human voice.
Interesting.
Meaning it had to be in a frequency too low for a human voice to replicate.
Right.
So it would be a sub sound.
And that's
a sound
why it's
under
not
the range.
Right.
And so, and you know, I know that in common parlance, that is an EVP because it is a voice captured during an investigation. But generally EVPs do not have echoes. Because that means that the sound was present, bouncing off of something.
Right.
And that, you know, that means it was a force to be reckoned with because it was creating a sound in our environment, in the environment that we exist in.
Is Jingles out of timeout now?
Yes.
Welcome back, Jingles.
What happened to his sword?
It's somewhere on the floor.
Oh, who cares?
All right. Let's go.
Hold on. I found his sword.
Give okay. Me-
Okay, we have to rearm
so,
Jingles.
That EVP is that's weird. I want to throw that into into some software and listen to it. That's creepy.
It's very
so.
Creepy.
So they didn't say where.
We'd love to know more about it.
So they sent this to me on TikTok.
And they're
so
Missouri-based ghost hunting team. It seems like
Do they have their?
So this is his personal.
It's his personal okay.
account. But yeah, I'll message them and be like, hey,
yeah, for sure.
Give some more deets on, where
more deets,
which cause it would be interesting to do research into if Keegan or Tegan, someone around that
Keegan.
Basically, if you can identify the location, you can start digging.
You can start looking for, you know,
who that might be
or. You know, are there any connections to the name regionally?
Exactly. So super cool, though.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
very
cool.
Clear. Because that's another thing is, you know, again, for the longest time, an EVP was considered only what could not be replicated by the human voice.
Mm-hmm.
It had to live in sub frequencies and sub channels. It had to be like very... You know, you had to go through a number of things.
Oh, yeah.
And over time, it just became a blanket statement for disembodied voice, But sometimes those voices are present. You know, sometimes those voices are definitely in the environment. And it's not electronic. It's not being caught through the electromagnetic imprint. It's being caught because it's a sound. And that's very fascinating.
It is. It is super fascinating. Yeah. So
we'll do a follow up on it. I'll put it in the software. We'll see. We'll see, you know, maybe what I can find out with technology that Jingles doesn't ruin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be super cool.
Good luck.
Yeah,
right. I'm,
can't do it in here.
Jingles is on it.
He's looking at me too.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's it. He's staring you down.
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
You moved me.
Yeah.
Without my sword.
Without my sword.
And if you like him, he's about to have merch.
Mm-hmm.
He is about to have merch.
I won't
and
be wearing
really
it.
It's really cool. I'll be wearing it.
Team Batrick. I'm Team Batrick all the way.
Y'all lame. It's
all right.
Go ahead and put me down for a double X large batch.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
it's already ordered.
I want a beanie with Jingles embroidered Ooh. Into it. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That could be cool. Or a dad hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
With Jingles
on
it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna deck ourselves out.
We're just gonna be covered in Batrick and Jingles merch
Batrick
for
and Jingles.
The rest of our lives.
There you go.
Just remember that if you're out there considering purchasing a Batrick or Jingles item, Batrick is a light.
Yeah.
He shines light in the dark. Jingles is a medieval clown.
Yeah.
Hell bent on destroying all that is good and pure.
This is true.
He's a good thing.
No.
No, he's not.
No. Anyways, yeah, so that merch is going to be going live on December 17th when we do our super spooky ultra party.
Ultra party!
We have no name for this, do we?
No.
I think it's just the Para Junkie Hoot Nanny.
The Para Junkie Hoot Nanny.
It's the season finale!
And we gon' hoot and nanny, so you better head on over to Patreon if you want to join us for a hootin' old time. But
hootin' old time.
God, let's end this episode. I need to unfreeze my computer.
Episode.
Listen, JT is hellbent on doing these episodes super early in the morning.
It's true.
And so
we are a little punchy in the morning.
We are. We're punchy.
Well, after these, you guys get to leave and do whatever you want. I have to work on them. So I have to get everything saved and all this other stuff. So I got to knock stuff out and then all the other stuff.
But
I
like,
do.
It's just really early.
Yeah. Okay. It's really not. It's 11:01. Go for it.
Dude, that's early. We're creative.
Right. Exactly. Anyways, well, thank you guys if you've made it to this point.
If you're still listening.
Like,
well,
I don't know. I don't know how.
It makes no sense, but okay.
But thank you for being here. If you have a ghost story that you want to send us, you can send it to ghostmail@hauntedcitypodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
Please send it there because I don't check the TikTok message requests section a lot. And it gets very cluttered. So if you want to make sure that we see your photo or hear your story or your EVP, whatever it be, send it over to our email because I will for sure be seeing it there. So
yes.
Cool. Other than that, y'all, my name is Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Susie.
And stay spooky, y'all.